In a recent interview with Boston Spirit magazine, Michelle Kosolek waxed regretful, not for killing her wife, Cheryl McCall, back in 1990, but for making the lives of other transgender individuals more difficult.
My crime has been conflated with my right to medical care in a very cruel way that I'm sure has negatively impacted the transgender members of the family.
But according to Mason Dunn, the head of the Massachusetts Transgender Political Coalition, Kosolek's impact has actually been positive.
I think when you have cases like this that set such amazing precedent for having transgender inclusive care, there's very little downside.
Dunn believes trans individuals should get all the medical care they need, including gender reassignment surgery. And ultimately, Dunn says, Judge Mark Wolf's ruling that Kosolek has a right to such treatment helps to make that case.
Thinking about insurance companies and businesses and the state itself, now we can take this to all of these different institutions and groups and say, here it's medically necessary, you should treat it as such as well.
As advocates like Dunn talk about Kosolek, Cheryl McCall's murder barely comes up. Jennifer Levi of Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders is representing Kosolek. As she sees it, when it comes to treatment, Kosolek's crime is irrelevant.
It's certainly true that people who are incarcerated are often not politically popular or popular in the public sentiment, but that's not what's at the heart of this case.
What is, Levi argues, is the right to what she calls life-saving medical care, no matter how unsympathetic the prisoner may be.
People had a choice. I suppose they would deny people in prison food. People might say that we should abuse people who are incarcerated or torture them, but that's not the American way.
But even though Kosolek has attempted suicide and tried to castrate herself, not everyone believes her right to gender reassignment surgery is so clear-cut. In that Boston Spirit interview, Kosolek referenced negative comments on a transgender website.
People were questioning why a prisoner should be allowed to get something. I mean, this is really big in the minds of trans people in the community. Why a prisoner should be able to get a procedure that is very, very expensive that many of them have to save years to be able to afford.
Meanwhile, gay-friendly politicians like Deval Patrick and Elizabeth Warren have opposed Kosolek's request for treatment. But advocates for Kosolek minimize that opposition.
I do still consider many of those people, the governor among them, to be LGBT allies in many cases. But maybe not this case.
For her part, though, Kosolek is less forgiving.
We don't go to prison for punishment. We come to prison as punishment. This is what a lot of people, even our elected officials, don't understand.
Whether Kosolek herself makes understanding the transgender cause easier or more difficult is an open question. Adam Riley, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.